Welcome back to Ozone Live. Today we have a Jags legend on the show, Maurice Jones-Drew. If you have a question for him, go ahead and comment on our Facebook Live page, and your question can be heard live right here. John, over to you.
Well, thank you, Ashton, and I'll get right to it, Mo. In talking to you for the last 5 or 6 minutes, you're excited about this.
Oh, very excited. I felt like the excitement started in November.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some big games, some big runs there. Where the team started to play better, Blake blowing out Houston and making some good runs. And, yeah, you stalled a little bit going to San Francisco. And, you know, and that was a kind of a tricky situation because mm-hmm. you just clinched right before. It was some distractions that went on. But, you know, I know just being on the national media, there was three teams that everybody in the AFC didn't want to face. The Baltimore Ravens was
right.
one. The San Diego Chargers – or the L.A. Chargers, I'm sorry, L.A. Chargers – were another, and it was the Jacksonville Jaguars. And so it's exciting to see that we were the team that made it, and mm-hmm. we're the team that's making all the noise right now. And there's, you know, to be in the Final Four is something that we never could do when we were here. And exciting to see these young guys do it, and the way they're playing is inspiring.
And I get it that you're national media now, but
right.
I'm feeling more than that. I mean, you like these guys. You spent some time with these defensive guys. And there is a connection there. There's almost a fan excitement for you to a degree. I'm not going to call you a fan because you can't
yeah.
be that.
Oh, no, I'm definitely a fan. I mean, to me, I'm biased. I'm
right.
always going to be biased regardless of the situation because of the time I spend here. But, you know, being a part of, you know, knowing Miles Jack in college and being a part of that situation, knowing Telvin Smith because we have the same agent,
mm-hmm.
getting a chance to interview Jalen Ramsey the night he gets drafted here, those are exciting things. Same with Leonard Fournette the night he gets drafted in Philadelphia. I got a chance to shake his hand, tell him congratulations,
right.
and, you know, you're going to do some beautiful things there. Also, just the coaching staff, things haven't changed since I left. I mean, you still have the same tight ends coach. Joe DeCamillis was here when I was here. Coach Walsh was here when I was here. So the staff, I mean, there's
and
some
And Mercedes
people,
is obviously going to be here forever. So
Mercedes isn't going anywhere. He might as well just put right. a cot here, and he might as well just stay here. But exactly, so Mercedes being here – Paul's being here, Paul Zalesny. You know, so there's a lot of things here, as well as the trainers and Milo and a lot of guys mm-hmm. that I know. So, you know, I'm excited for everyone because those times that we were going through that were tough, the 7-5 in December, then losing out or, you know, not winning barely winning five games,
sure.
starting 0-8, those things. Those are hard things. And I always used to tell the guys, like, there's going to be brighter days ahead. Like, hopefully they're sooner than later before I leave. But when they are here, I know we're all going to support everyone here. And the time is now.
I'm wondering if you've had a chance in the time you spent around these guys, for those of us who cover them close, it's been a fun team to get to know. And the personalities are really cool as you've gotten to know them. Have you gotten a sense of that? And do you think, I guess, people nationally are starting to a little bit?
Well, I mean, normally, you know, I heard Malik Jackson talk about it in his press conference today, saying that no primetime games.
Right.
And, you know, that sucks because you have a very talented team mm-hmm. here, and because you went 3-13 last year,
you haven't deserved it. Until
right?
Now,
yeah,
Frank,
you haven't
so.
Exactly. But this is the best time to have to make your best hay. I mean, I remember when my second year we're in the playoffs, and the first thing that all the older guys said is, "This is when you get paid. You got to go out here and make money right
and
now."
That perked your ears up.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! Listen, I was like, "Oh yeah, this is what we got to do." But no, I think you know, Yannick Ngakoue and some of these guys that have been productive throughout this mm-hmm. year that haven't gotten the recognition or the accolades they deserve, they're going to start getting those. I think, and you see that because guess what? You're going to be the only game on at that time.
Right.
And it goes both ways because obviously in the wild card game, Blake Bortles took a ton of criticism because of the way he played in that mm-hmm. wild card game. But then now all of a sudden everybody loves you now because of the way you play in Pittsburgh. So just understanding that it goes both ways.
Everything's magnified this year.
Everything is magnified,
really is.
Yes.
Ashlyn, over to you for some social.
All right, let's start with Instagram here. From Ponzi2102, who is your favorite teammate in your entire time with the team?
Favorite teammate?
Yes.
Wow. Well, I had a lot of them. I'm going to have to say Greg Jones.
Okay.
Because he, you know, anytime I did do a lot of talking, similar to some of the guys we have on this team.
You?
Yeah, you know, I had to tell people what time it was. But, you know, there are some guys that were pretty, I shouldn't have been saying stuff to, but Greg was there, always had my back. And the most selfless guy I know. I mean, you watch Greg at Florida State. He was one of the most dominant mm-hmm. running backs in the game. And then to be able to switch and not even, you know, make a peep about playing fullback and doing it, and it's been great. And I got a chance to see Greg this weekend. He was scouting for the Jaguars
sure.
at the NFLPA game in L.A. So I got a chance to sit down with him and talk to him a little bit. And now that I'm on the other side, we still talk a lot about scouting because I do scouting for the network as well. So some of my, you know, and our kids grew up together. Mm-hmm. So he was one of my favorite teammates.
You never lose that connection with a good fullback.
Never.
That's like a wife.
It is.
Ashlyn?
All right, one more from Instagram. PC Jam. The team feels disrespected from the media this week. Is this a good or bad approach going into New England?
I feel like whatever the situation may be, that if it's – I don't know. I feel like this team is special, and it's a reason they're here. It's a reason the way everything's set up was for them to have this matchup. Feeling disrespected by the media, you always going to do that. I mean, I felt that way. So
yeah, I still see that little chip right there.
Yeah, it's trying to come off. It's trying to come off, but, I think I have some other things I have to accomplish first. But for this team, I think they use that in the right manner. Mm-hmm. They use that to motivate them to go out there and they make plays, and they excite each other. And if that's what it takes to beat a New England Patriots team at home, then that's what you have to do. But I think they have enough want to do that already.
You mentioned at the very top of your last comment this team feels special. I know there's different people who've been around it, I guess, believe that for different reasons. What is it that you've seen the vibe that's giving
it's
you
It's just
that?
One stat to me that is, and I'm not even a stat guy, but when Blake doesn't turn the ball over, they're undefeated.
Gotcha.
I want to say it's 9-0 or something like that, right?
Sure, right.
It's something out there crazy, and that's a special team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are teams, it reminds me of the team we had in 07 where David threw 3 picks all year.
Gotcha.
Now he didn't throw a whole bunch of touchdowns. I think it was 18-3.
Mm-hmm.
But because he didn't turn the ball over, we had enough supporting cast around him to push, you know, everything forward. And so when you have that, and the way this defense plays, the way they're running the ball, the way the tight ends are catching check downs, the way the receivers are catching the ball in mm-hmm. traffic, you're seeing guys starting to put their bodies on the line to make a play for their quarterback, and then you're seeing your quarterback respond.
And that's when it gets fun.
And I always tell people, you know, because, again, you know, you see Blake rush for 88 yards against Buffalo and throw for 87, but that's what he needed to do to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in his press conference that he was like, we didn't want to leave any stone unturned. I wanted to make sure that we left everything on the field. And that's what quarterbacks are supposed to do. Your job is to make sure you do everything you can to give this team a chance to win. And he did that. And that's what you want.
And I probably doesn't get enough credit for that. Ashlyn?
All right, we're heading to Facebook now. Kaylee Darden, MG Day. Should Jalen Ramsey hold Gronkowski on Sunday?
I think there's going to be different things that you're going to try to do. It's going to be hard to put him on there all the time just because Jalen's on the outside, and then you're going to have to, you know, Gronk plays tight end. But I think in certain situations, yeah, you want to put your best player on their best player and try to kind of nullify that matchup. And so in certain situations, I do expect Coach Wash and this staff to find ways to get Jalen on him. If not, you know, Miles Jack, Telvin Smith, those guys, Barry Church, those guys are going to have to make plays and stop probably the greatest tight end of all time.
Now, you watch a lot of football, every team around the league. Is there any other corner who could do that, or is he pretty?
Well, Tlaib does it a lot.
Okay.
Aqib Tlaib, and he's a bigger corner, and that's
right.
Why.
Same deal.
And so he has the same, similar, I think, I know Jalen's much faster, but I think Tlaib's a little bit heavier, mm-hmm. a little bit thicker. So that allows him to play the bigger wide receivers, the tight ends. And when you watch the Patriots, when you have three corners who can cover,
right,
that gives them trouble. And obviously the Jaguars have that. So, I think it's going to be a really exciting game. I think there's a lot of interesting storylines going into this game, like Malik Jackson, what he was able to do against Tom Brady when he was in Denver, mm-hmm. and Calais Campbell as well. But then also the younger guys not even playing against Tom.
Right.
Right. And then the flip side of that being practicing against Tom in August. Right. So I think there's so many storylines and so many different players that can match up with Gronk. But eventually I think Jalen's going to end up having to cover him.
A little inside football here. How important speed of the Jaguars linebackers, Miles Jack, Telvin Smith, against what the Patriots love to do, which is get the ball to the running backs, right, Come out of the backfield. How important is that matchup, and is that an X factor for the Jaguars potentially?
Yeah, well, the X factor.
Their speed, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
The X factor is not really the speed. Yes, the speed getting to the ball, but the X factor is tackling in open space.
Gotcha.
I encourage all our friends to go back, all our fans to go back and look at the Patriots play the Chargers. Same defense,
okay,
right? Gus Bradley takes his defense to LA, and they literally beat them on checkdowns. checking the ball down to the running back making a guy or two miss, and then and taking long runs. So the key is going to be for these linebackers, safeties, corners to come up, rally up, and limit them to yards after catch.
Right.
And if they can do that, it's going to be a long day, because that's how the Patriots do it. They throw the ball between under 10 yards all the time, and they try to let guys use their legs to go.
Yeah, they turn 4 or 5 yards into 15 as well as any team in the league. So, Ashlyn?
All right, sticking with Facebook here. Joe Duffield, would you like to be playing for the Jaguars right now?
Yeah, if I was young, yeah.
In this body is what
no, no,
what
not
asking,
this right? body is done. This body is done with football. I think if I was young, though, I think we would have meshed really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would have fit in on this team.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we all have different personalities. We're all, feel like we're the best, and I think that's one of the things that this team believes is that everybody individually believe that they're the best at their position all over the field, and that's what you want. I would love to be in this situation playing for an AFC championship. Like, who wouldn't want to do that? Right now, though, I've joked around like, hey, I may go talk to Coach Marone.
Yeah, one series.
Caldwell. I'll just run down on kickoff, then I'll just sit down. But no, these guys, they earned it. They deserve it. And, for me, I'd rather sit back and watch these guys win everything because they're the ones that put in the effort and the hard work for it.
Did you, when you talked to these guys, I think it was in November we talked in here and you talked to the defensive players. Did you honestly have a sense that they could get this far at that point, or what was your take at that point?
For me, it was, I knew they were going to win the AFC South. So that was, the playoffs were kind of, for me, were a lock in. It just depended on the matchups.
Gotcha.
Right? Whoever they, obviously, if they, the one team that I felt like we didn't match up well against was the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
For some reason, we just don't match up well with those guys for one reason or another. And so that was the one team that I was a little nervous about. But for me, it was just like if they matched up with anyone else, I was excited. I wasn't worried about Pittsburgh.
Like the matchup this weekend? I mean, blank.
Oh, yeah. No, I love the matchup this weekend. I think this is a team similar to the Seattle Seahawks team that they have the ability to make plays on offense with wide receivers as well as tight ends and running backs. But then defensively, and I think you go back and look at that game as well. That's one of the games I looked at yesterday was Seattle, New England, the championship. Obviously, if they run the ball with Marshawn Lynch, the game's
over. A couple years back, right.
Yeah. But there was a chess match. It was man-to-man, back and forth. And the one of the issues they had is that allowed New England they exposed was KJ Wright and Cam Chancellor covering Gronk. And they took advantage of that. And so that led to then Seattle going to get Jimmy Graham and trying to repeat those type of things. But I think if you have the ability to put your best player on their best player, why not do it? And I think offensive line, defensive line wise, the Jaguars have the advantage on both sides.
Which is a big advantage when you get to this level, especially when you're playing up there. I think we have a couple rapid fire for you from Ashley.
Yes, Facebook. Here we go. Michael Thielman. What about Leonard Fournette reminds you of a running back? Right, reminds you of yourself as a running back.
Oh, no, he's completely different than me. Completely different. But Leonard, he does a great job running downhill, breaking tackles, a great receiver out of the backfield. Really didn't get a chance to see him do that in college when we were scouting him, but he catches the ball well. And he loves that spin move. And he looks and it looks good, too, when he does it. So I think he's going to be a big key to why the Jags are victorious in New England, Foxborough this weekend.
All right, Oscar Baker, MJD, how has the O-line improved over the season?
You know what? They've done a great job. Well, it's one thing. We did a I had our network, our research, do a study. The Jags running against a 4-3 defense like Buffalo, and then what they're able to do against a 3-4 defense.
Big difference.
Have you seen the numbers? It's literally like 20 yards a game. It's a complete difference. And
now the Patriots can go sort of hybrid. So does that apply this week to you?
It still applies because they still have 3-4 personnel.
Okay.
And so you can be hybrid, but I think they still do the same techniques. Houston's the same defense. There's no difference.
Gotcha.
And I think when you saw week one, Leonard Fournette breaking off some big runs, that was huge. So this offensive line, they perform better, as we saw against Pittsburgh. They perform better against one-on-one style blocking, bigger guys, the shorter, quicker guys, smaller guys that can kind of get around you and get in the gaps. That hurts his offensive line a little bit.
Ashlyn?
All right, sticking with Leonard here. MJD, in your prime, who starts, you or Fournette?
Oh, man, no disrespect to Leonard Fournette, but I always bet on myself. I always go with me.
What if you throw Fred into that mix?
Well, then it's a little different. It's a little different. Yeah, there's a couple other guys in there, but I think Leonard has done a great job. Obviously, he's been nicked up a little bit. That happens when you're a big back. you know, but I just feel like, you know, I just like myself. I like me more. I always like me.
That might be the quote of your career right there. Yeah, I like myself.
I like myself.
All right, Danny Lee from Facebook. I got to know, what was your most memorable play as a Jaguar?
You know what? I was asked this question probably a couple weeks ago, and I had to say it was a 4th-and-2 in Pittsburgh because that was the only play that mattered.
Gotcha.
Right? That was only the biggest play in my career, at least, was being on the field, David Garrard's quarterback draw, being able to go and block to make sure that my guy didn't make the play, right, and then David breaking that and winning that game in Pittsburgh. To this point, I mean, that was the biggest game in my career. That was the most memorable play of my career.
Now, you had some huge plays in that game otherwise. You had the kickoff return to the one, right?
None of that stuff mattered until, like, all that stuff was wiped away into the 4th-and-2. But
see, I wasn't covering this team, though. The one, Mojo.
I know. That's the problem. Like, I was running. I ran, like, 200 yards. Like, I ran to the right for 50. Then I cut back to the left. And this, you know, it was cold. And I don't know what happened. I should never got caught.
I think we have one more from Ashland.
One more from Austin Buchholz. Do you think Bortles is the quarterback of the future?
I think if he continues to play and grow like he did the last down the stretch. Now, I know a lot of people don't like what happened in Buffalo, right, with the passing yards. But what people don't know is, like, Tom Brady, when he first started playing quarterback, he checked the ball down. He wasn't a down-the-field thrower.
2001, that's all he did.
That's all he did. Alex Smith, a guy who – you know, continues to win 11, 12 games a year with a really good defense and a surrounding cast. He runs the ball. And when you can convert on third down and limit the turnovers, you allow yourself to have the games like you had in Pittsburgh, like you had in Pittsburgh, like you had against Houston. And that stretch where he had down the way where he was, you know, 7 or 8 touchdowns, 0 picks. You know, he was in the higher QBR. So if he can continue growing on that, I think he should be. I mean, he's drafted him at 3.
I covered the Colts for 4 or 5 years. So I saw you score a lot more than I saw you get pushed out at the one.
Right. Yeah. So, well, the Colts, that's more personal. That's for another time.
I got you. Ashland, any more?
Nope, that's it. That's all we got.
What do you think? Sunday.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? I tell people this all the time. I felt like, well, first let me say this, and this is for all the Jags fans out there. I know it gets hot here in Florida. You always have a second home in Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. That's why I like to call it now our second home.
I like that. You know, all right.
I mean, when you win, you can talk as much trash.
That'll go viral. I like that.
As it should. I've said it all week. But I think going into Foxborough, it's going to take a special effort, right? It's going to take the perfect effort, really. And meaning you're going to mess up and make mistakes. That's going to happen. But making sure that you're running to the ball, making sure that when you catch the ball, you're protecting it, and guys are blocking downfield and doing the little things. But I have the Jaguars winning. I don't see a reason why they shouldn't win. I feel like this team is more talented. I feel like this team is coached just as well. The only difference is they have Tom Brady. But this is a team game. This isn't tennis. This isn't golf.
Right.
This is, you know, all 33 guys that are going to be on this field at one point are going to have to make a play. And when you have a better team, which I feel like the Jaguars do have, they should win.
I think you might be right. I always enjoy you, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, man.
No
thank problem. You very much. And Ashland, back to you to close it.
Yes, thanks, Maurice, for joining us here today in Jacksonville. And thank you, Jags fans, for tuning in and sending us all of your questions. We'll see you right back here next week on Ozone Live.